بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن ابي يزيد معن بن يزيد بن الاخنس رضي الله عنهم، وهو وابوه وجده صحابيون، قال: كان ابي يزيد اخرج دنانير يتصدق بها فوضعها عند رجل في المسجد، فجئت فاخذتها فاتيته بها فقال: والله ما إياك أردت. فخصمته إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: لك ما نويت يا يزيد، وذلك ولك ما أخذت يا معن. رواه البخاري. Continuing with the chapter of ikhlas and sincerity of intention, the narrator of this hadith is a sahabi by the name of Ma'an bin Yazid bin Akhnas. This is a sahabi who used to live in Kufa. He passed away in the 54th year of Hijrah in the battle of Siffin with Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we find that there are 5 ahadith narrated from the Sahabi. Imam Nawawi rahimullah in the beginning mentioned, he says, Ma'an, his father Yazid, and the grandfather, these were Sahaba. This expression Sahabiyun is the plural of Sahaba. Ulama explained what is the term Sahaba. We hear it quite often. It is a Shari'i terminology which means that any individual who met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and brought Iman on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and passed away in the state of Iman is considered to be a Sahabi. And it is our Iman that after Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam, when it comes to piety, taqwa, maqam, status, there is no group that is more elevated than the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, it is mentioned anecdote that once somebody asked Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi ki Hazrat maine Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko khwab mein dekha to iske kya matlab ban gaya ke main sahabi ban gaya. Then Hazrat, I saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, does this make me a sahabi? So Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi wrote back, he said, ha, tu sahabi ban gaya, khabi sahabi. He says, yes, you become a sahabi in your dreams. So we find that this is selection and choice from Allah Ta'ala. It's not a biological accident. And it is necessary because we find that nowadays there are groups amongst us that tend to try to insult the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By doing that type of thing, we put our iman in danger. In any case, coming back to this incident, Ma'an bin Yazid narrates, he says that my father took some dinars, a few coins. He wanted to give it in charity. And he left it by a person in the masjid and he requested this person to discharge this charity on his behalf. I was unaware of this. And he says, I came to the masjid, I was in need. I approached this person who I knew had some charity to give. And I requested his assistance. He gave me these few dinars. I came with it to my father, unaware of the fact that this was my father's money. When my father came to know of what had happened, he said, I swear an oath on Allah, I had no intention of this money going to you, that is my own son. I wanted to give this in charity. So he says, we took this dispute to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ruled with regards to this matter. He addressed my father Yazid and he said that whatever intention you had made has been discharged. In other words, you wanted to give charity. On your intention, you will get the reward for the charity. And he turned to me and said, O man, it doesn't matter that this money came from your father. You were in need, you were a worthy recipient of charity, so you may keep this money. We find that in this hadith, there's 2 or 3 important lessons that we learn. One is, when broadly speaking, when it comes to charity, there are generally, although there are various categories, there are generally, broadly speaking, 2 types of charity. One is what we call nafil, voluntary charity. In this regard, we find the terminology used, lillah, sometimes sadaqah. This type of charity, the rules and regulations of Shariat are not very, very strict with regards to its discharge. In fact, based on this hadith, ulama have even ruled that sometimes you gave your charity, lillah, to somebody, and this person didn't discharge it correctly. you are unaware of that, you will still get the reward of the charity. Why? Because this is nafil charity. The second type of charity, which is what we call obligatory charity, that which is farz, which is obligatory, like zakat, etc. Here we find that the rules pertaining to this type of thing are much more stringent. Simple example, our elders, our kabirin give. They say when it comes to zakat, every aspect you have to be concerned, like salah, where you make the salah, if the ground on which you made the salah was napak, the salah has to be repeated. If the salah is not carried out correctly, it has to be repeated, etc. Same with zakat. Where was my zakat paid? Is the person a worthy recipient? After having discharged the zakat, if I find out the person wasn't worthy, the zakat is not discharged. We have to actually repeat paying that zakat. So we find that when it comes to zakat, we have to be much more careful. When it comes to our lillah, our sadaqah, we find in this example, very, very important here, it comes to the niyat. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives the example that whatever you spend, even the morsel of food that you put in the mouth of your wife, that is sadaqah. That is lillah, that is charity. Allah Ta'ala will reward you if the intention was tabtaghi biha mardatillah. The intention was to gain the pleasure of Allah. The money you spend on your children, on your parents is lillah also. If the intention is to get the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to zakat, one important point is we are not allowed to give zakat to your parents, not allowed to give to your wife, you're not allowed to give your children. These are not regarded as recipients of zakat. Second important point we learn from this hadith is that it is permissible to appoint somebody to discharge charity on your behalf. The sahabi appointed somebody in the masjid to discharge the charity for him. Particularly when it comes to nafil, it comes to lillah charity, it is permissible to appoint somebody. In fact, in some places it's preferable. Why is it preferable? We find one hadith, Rasulullah said that the most superior charity is that charity where you give with the right hand and the left hand doesn't even know. In other words, your anonymity is preserved. Sometimes a person has to give a lot of money, appoint somebody else so that people do not come to know how generous he is. So Allah Ta'ala will reward him for his sincerity also. Third important point we learn from this hadith is that a dispute arose between father and son. A lot of times we find our parents, we get into a dispute. Sometimes we get into a dispute with our children. Here, normally what happens, particularly if the child is young, we'll say, listen, you have to listen to me, I'm your parents, I'm your father, or I'm your mother, you can't go against what I said. When it comes to aspects of Shariat, the law of Allah Ta'ala, the fact that you are a parent does not necessarily mean that you are right. Father and son got into a dispute. Father was saying something, son was saying something else. They brought the dispute to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in essence, if you look at this incident, ruled in favor of the son. So this does not mean that the sahabi, na'uzu billah, was disobedient to his father. When it comes to the Shariat, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لا تَعَتَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. There is no obedience to the Creator. There is no obedience to the creation if it means the disobedience of the Creator. What is important to note that even when we get into a dispute with our parents, the decorum and respect of the parents have to be preserved all the time. They may be wrong in a matter of Shariat, but there is a way of sorting the dispute out. We keep the respect all the time. In Surah Luqman, Allah Ta'ala, leave a dispute. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِهِ. If your parents try to use force to make you a mushrik, فَلَا تُتِعُهُمَا, do not obey them. But وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Even in that instance, you have to preserve their respect and their honor. Allah give us tawfiq.